Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Blackout by Danica Dark, narrated by Nicole Poole. These violent delights have violent ends. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. I dug my knee into the censor's neck, pinning his unshaven face even harder against the concrete. I thought February was supposed to be the coldest month. From his seat on the man's back, Christian twisted the wrapper off a peppermint.
I can't say I've noticed a difference.
Well, I'm getting hot.
Take off your feckin' coat. Get off me!
The man growled. I had his arms pinned, and every so often he'd test me. People pee in alleyways. I pointed out, there's no way I'm setting my leather jacket on the ground. Christian crunched on his candy.
Then perhaps next time you should capture your victim in front of a cafe where there are chairs to drape your garments over.
You're the one who dragged him into the alley.
It's a dead end.
Like all your past relationships?
Nobody died at the end of mine. Can't say the same about the man in your past.
I glanced up at an Italian-looking man on a balcony 3 stories up. After lighting up his slim cigar, he flicked the extinguished match into the dumpster below. The longer we sat there, the more onlookers we were going to attract. Christian eyed the man with measured interest before tucking his wrapper into his coat pocket. I shook my hair out of my eyes, my back muscles beginning to ache as I kept the man's wrists pinned to the concrete. The hole in my jeans ripped wider, exposing my knee. What I really wanted was to stand up and stretch, but we had to restrain this idiot until the regulator.